Inside Sports Medicine brought to you by the orthopedic experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love. Not only do they take care of our athletes out there on a daily and weekly basis, whether you're an elite athlete yourself or just a weekend warrior. If you want to continue your active lifestyle, see the orthopedic experts, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game since 1976. They're online at bhosc.com for more information. Orthopedic surgeon right here in Rapid City, Dr. Steve Giuseppe, back on Fox Sports Rapid City and our Inside Sports Medicine. Steve, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing well, Nate. Yeah, a pleasure to be on again. Appreciate the invite.
Well, I have an interesting topic today, and I think a lot of people are interested in this because it grabbed my attention. Star player for the Los Angeles Angels, Shohei Ohtani, big headline guy, had his first season in the majors. He's a pitcher. He's a hitter. He can do it all. We don't see that very often. Well, he undergoes Tommy John surgery. Let's just start with that. That's the unofficial name, right? Tommy John surgery. Talk about what that really is for a baseball player.
Yeah, so what that is, that's the ligament, the UCL, or the ulnar collateral ligament. That's the ligament on the inside part of the elbow. And that's the ligament that really sees the most stress when you're throwing a baseball. And over, we're seeing this more and more, and unfortunately the Angels have been kind of disproportionately stricken with this. But these pitchers that are throwing hard for throwing long, these ligaments can wear out with time. And it sounds like he actually probably had some problems even in Japan, even before he was drafted and came over here to play. And unfortunately, it sounds like probably completely snapped recently.
I'll tell you, the Angels general manager just announced today that he had the surgery on the UCL. It went well. Now they're looking at what they do, and it's rehab, right? So give us a sense for the type of rehab he's going to be doing, when he's going to be able to throw. I mean, this is touchy stuff, right?
Yeah, it is, and unfortunately, it's a long process, you know, and I think most of the docs that are doing a lot of these for these guys have really kind of prolonged the rehab. You know, it used to be kind of a 9 to 12 month process. Now I think it's a 12 to 18 month process. So it depends on what time of the season they're having the surgery, but some of them are even missing two seasons. Early on, you know, they're working on motion and swelling, particularly working on motion so he doesn't develop stiffness, but really have to protect that ligament for a long time before he can get him back throwing, and then getting him back throwing at the same velocity and with the same reps that he was doing before. So, yeah, I think most of these guys are expecting about an 18-month recovery, sometimes a little bit quicker. There are some different permutations on the procedure. There's another pitcher that got back after 9 months, but that was kind of using his own ligament and trying to repair that and putting a brace on it. Usually the Tommy John surgery is actually making a new ligament, reconstructing the ligament similar to kind of like an ACL surgery, either taking a tendon from somewhere else in the pitcher's arm or even using a cadaver tendon and trying to make that ligament strong again. And you have to allow that time to heal.
Local orthopedic surgeon with Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, Dr. Steve Giuseppe, on Inside Sports Medicine, talking Angel star Shohei Ohtani goes and has Tommy John surgery on the UCL. So here's what they're going to do. They're planning to use him as a hitter because he's a great hitter in 2019. They say he's not going to return to the mound as a pitcher until 2020. So kind of what you said, but how can he hit and not pitch?
Yeah, well, I think that's a fascinating question. It would be nice to talk to him and see, you know, whether he was having any pain hitting before this happened in his surgery. But, you know, the dynamics of throwing are kind of specific for this ligament. The swing is different. You know, it's kind of a two-arm thing. Your elbow is closer to your body, a little bit more wrist. You're using more torque from your body itself and less strain on the elbow. So I think it's possible that he can come back and hit next year while still not throwing, and I think that's reasonable. Obviously, they're going to rehab him hard and check to see how he's doing in batting practice before putting him back in the lineup, but I'm hopeful that he can make it back, and I'm looking forward to watching him.
Steve, how about this from a local standpoint? I know there's younger kids that are baseball players. They have this UCL surgery, high school players, and all the way up to the majors. Is there just a specific type of player that gets this? Is it just one of the things that happens sometimes? Everybody's made differently. How does that happen to some guys and not others?
Well, it's a great question. I think it's concerning, you know, the increasing prevalence we're seeing with this. I think a lot of it is these kids are throwing year-round a lot more than they used to. So, you know, those ligaments used to be getting some rest while they're playing basketball or football or running track. And now people, a lot of places are throwing year-round, even places where, you know, we have winter, they're going inside and throwing year-round so they can continue to develop their skills and get that edge. But unfortunately, that can kind of lead to some repetitive microtrauma for these ligaments, especially in a kid who's maybe not skeletally mature and whose body is still growing. So it could place a lot of stresses on their arm. I don't think it's something that just has to happen to every pitcher, and there's a lot of mechanics to it. And the coaches here in Rapid City are very in tune to that, which is nice. But we also have some very high-level baseball players who are doing a lot of throwing, so that they are, and throwing hard, so they are at risk for that.
Shohei Ohtani going to hit, it looks like, for the Angels in 2019, but after the Tommy John surgery, not going to be back on the mound till 2020. One of the big headlines, guys, in Major League Baseball. Surgery did go well. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, an orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Always great to have him on Inside Sports Medicine. Steve, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks again, Nate.
All right, great stuff. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, one of the local experts right here at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Again, online at bhosc.com, specializing in what moves you. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game.